The number of hunger strikers being force-fed by the U.S. military at the notorious Guantanamo prison has risen to 41. The new figures reveal a continued deterioration of conditions at the prison, where a hunger strike by many of the 166 detainees has entered a fourth month. The U.S. government defends the daily collecting of telephone records of millions of Americans. Washington acknowledged that it's collecting massive numbers of telephone records from at least one carrier. The government claims it's critically important to do this in order to protect the nation from what it calls terrorist threats. The Syrian army has retaken the frontier crossing between Syria and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights after it briefly fell into the hands of insurgents. Austria has said it is withdrawing its forces from the area, which is the only transit point between Syrian and Israeli disengagement lines set up in 1974. U.S. Senator John McCain has called for more military support for foreign-backed insurgents fighting the Syrian government. McCain urged the U.S. administration to be more aggressive on Syria. Last week, the Republican senator made a secret visit to Syria and promised the militants more military support. The Turkish Prime Minister blames a terrorist organization and foreign suspects for the week-long anti-government protests in his country. More than 70 Turkish cities have been rocked by protests calling on Erdogan to step down. Five people have been killed in the violence. At least seven Georgian troops are killed in a blast in the southern Afghan province of Helmand. Authorities say a militant blew up a truck loaded with explosives outside a Georgian military base in Nowzad district. The Taliban have claimed responsibility for that attack. Iran's presidential candidates are intensifying their election campaigns as the voting day draws near. They took part in televised Q&A sessions and appeared among their supporters in different cities. On June the 14th, Iranians will cast their ballots to elect the country's next president. The European Central Bank predicts a deeper-than-expected slump in the eurozone economy. Figures show the economy of the euro's 17 members will shrink by 0.6% this year. The eurozone's continuing recession has led to a record-high unemployment rate in recent months.